Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Market Wizards, Updated, Interviews with Top Traders by Jack D. Schwager revisits the celebrated Market Wizards tradition with a fresh set of conversations and updated perspective on what truly drives long-term trading success. Rather than presenting a single system, the book builds its value through candid interviews that explore how elite traders think about risk, develop edges, handle uncertainty, and survive the inevitable drawdowns that come with real markets. Schwager focuses on the decision-making habits behind performance, showing that top practitioners can differ widely in style, time horizon, and instruments while still sharing discipline processes. Readers encounter lessons shaped by multiple market regimes, including periods of high volatility and structural change, making the insights feel practical rather than theoretical. The updated edition is especially relevant for modern traders because it highlights adaptability, risk controls, and psychological resilience as core skills. The result is a highly readable guide to professional-grade trading mindset, built from real careers instead of abstract formulas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, risk management as the foundation of survival. Across the Market Wizards interviews, risk management emerges as the most consistent separator between those who endure and those who disappear. Schwager highlights how top traders treat risk as a primary input, not an afterthought. Position sizing, stop discipline, and clear loss limits are not presented as restrictive rules, but as the operating system that makes opportunity possible. Many elite traders focus less on being right and more on controlling what happens when they are wrong, since even the best strategies face losing streaks and adverse regimes. The interviews frequently emphasize the idea that avoiding catastrophic losses matters more than chasing home runs because compounding requires staying in the game. Readers can translate these principles into practical routines, such as defining maximum drawdown tolerances, planning exits before entries, and aligning trade size with volatility. The book also implicitly teaches that risk is multidimensional. Market risk, liquidity risk, concentration risk, and behavioral risk can all undermine performance. By seeing how professionals think about worst-case scenarios, readers gain a roadmap for building resilient trading plans that can withstand uncertainty and preserve capital for the next high-quality opportunity. Secondly, building an edge through process, not prediction. A central lesson in the updated interviews is that superior performance typically comes from having a repeatable process rather than making bold forecasts. Schwager showcases traders who approach markets as probability distributions, focusing on setups, conditions, and decision rules that historically create favorable outcomes. Even when traders use discretionary judgment, their discretion is often structured, grounded in pattern recognition, research, and clear criteria. The book underscores that edges can be diverse: trend following, macro themes, relative value, volatility strategies, or event-driven frameworks. What matters is that the trader can articulate why the approach should work, under what conditions it is likely to fail, and how to respond when conditions shift. Readers also see that many professionals measure and refine their edge through record keeping, post-trade review, and continuous learning. Instead of seeking a perfect indicator, the interviews point toward refining execution, filtering low-quality trades, and aligning strategy with personal strengths. The practical takeaway is to design a method that can be explained, tested, or validated through experience and improved over time, turning trading into an iterative craft rather than a one-time discovery. Thirdly, psychology, discipline, and the management of self, Market Wizards, Updated reinforces that psychological stability is not a soft skill but a performance driver. Schwager draws out how top traders manage fear, greed, impatience, and the urge to force trades. Discipline shows up in mundane but decisive behaviors, waiting for high conviction conditions, following predefined risk limits, and accepting small losses without bargaining. The interviews also reveal that confidence is often process-based rather than outcome-based. Traders build trust in their approach by executing well, not by needing every trade to validate them. Another recurring theme is the ability to recover from mistakes quickly, using errors as data instead of as personal condemnation. This mindset helps prevent spirals of revenge trading, overtrading, or excessive risk-taking after drawdowns. Readers learn that emotional control often comes from preparation, having a plan, knowing what invalidates a thesis, and pre-committing to actions under stress. The book also suggests that self-awareness matters, since different personalities fit different timeframes and styles. By emphasizing behavioral consistency, the interviews help readers understand that sustainable success is as much about managing the trader as managing the trade. Fourthly, adaptability across changing market regimes. One reason the updated edition resonates is its attention to shifting market conditions and the need for adaptability. Schwager highlights that strategies can degrade as volatility, correlations, liquidity, and macro backdrops evolve. The best traders do not cling to a single narrative or method. They monitor whether their edge is still present and adjust exposure, time frame, or instruments when the environment changes. This can mean reducing leverage during unstable periods, stepping aside when conditions are unclear, or diversifying tactics so that one regime does not dominate results. The interviews also illuminate how professionals treat uncertainty with humility, acknowledging that markets can behave irrationally longer than expected and that even correct theses can be mistimed. Readers gain a practical understanding of how to think in regimes, identifying when trend conditions favor momentum, when range-bound behavior favors mean reversion, or when macro shocks demand defensive posture. Adaptability is portrayed not as constant tinkering, but as informed flexibility, guided by signals, performance monitoring, and risk constraints. The takeaway is to build a trading framework that can survive multiple cycles rather than one that only works in a narrow historical window. Lastly, from lessons to a personal trading plan, while the book is interview-based, it repeatedly nudges readers toward converting insights into an actionable personal trading plan. Schwager shows that top traders have clarity on their markets, tools, time horizons, and decision criteria. They also know what they will not do, which reduces noise and temptation. Readers can extract a blueprint, define objective entry conditions, specify exits for both profit-taking and invalidation, and set position sizing rules that reflect account size and volatility. The interviews also encourage systematic review through journaling, metrics, and honest postmortems, turning experience into improvement. Another practical implication is aligning strategy with lifestyle and temperament. A long-term macro trader and a short-term tactical trader can both succeed, but forcing the wrong fit often leads to inconsistency and burnout. The book further suggests that career longevity depends on managing business-like realities, such as capital preservation, drawdown planning, and avoiding overconfidence after winning streaks. By presenting multiple paths to success, Market Wizards Updated helps readers identify patterns that apply broadly while still crafting a plan that matches their own constraints, strengths, and goals. In conclusion, this book is best for active traders, investors who want to understand professional decision-making, and ambitious beginners who are tired of simplistic formulas and want a realistic view of what it takes to last. It also suits readers in finance who value practical thinking under uncertainty, because the interviews reveal how elite performers frame risk, evaluate opportunities, and remain disciplined when outcomes are noisy. The benefit to a reader's life comes from adopting a process mindset, clearer rules, better emotional control, and a stronger ability to learn from mistakes. Those skills extend beyond markets into any high-stakes domain where probabilities and pressure coexist. Compared with many trading books that sell a single method or indicator set, Market Wizards Updated is worth buying because it offers multiple proven perspectives and exposes the common denominators behind them. That diversity helps readers avoid dogma and build a framework that fits their personality and circumstances. The updated angle also makes the lessons feel relevant to modern conditions, emphasizing adaptability and risk controls as non-negotiables. If you want a grounded, experience-based guide to how top traders think, this book delivers enduring value. If you would like to support Jack D. Schwager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.